This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 651.
6 of 51.
My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. 5 fans, 4 fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Look at that. He's drinking his tea like a man out of a coffee mug.
That's right. Drinking my tea, enjoying my tea. Sunday after all.
It's a little gin and tea or something.
Gin and tea. Got my my trusty lava lamp over here.
There you go. I don't have the fancy light. Should have one. Mm-hmm. I have my salt rock lamps, but yeah, mm-hmm. They're over there.
Nice too.
I think salt I have rock, one in every lamp. Room.
Yeah,
it's a good ambient lighting, especially mm-hmm. just to go to sleep. You know, like if I take a nap during the day, I'll leave that one on in case anybody needs to come down and like do shit in the basement.
Yeah,
so it's all good in the hood. What's going on? There's been no like, I've watched some of the Blackhawks. Let me say this because I see fighting's on the uptick. There was that kid we were passing a message back and forth between some of us, a guy from the Rangers.
It's like 100 feet tall,
6'8", like 240. Mm-hmm. His first week in the league, I think he's got like 5 fights already. And he's going against fucking super heavyweights and yeah. holding his own, winning some, lost one. And I think he's 2-1-1 from the 4 fights that I saw, but anyway, just seeing that, it's great to have a throwback fighter like that who's just like, let's go.
Getting brain damage on the
day. Yeah, fuck yeah, young kid. But I equate it to the Blackhawks because I keep seeing people taking liberties with Connor Bedard, and we don't have a fucking legitimate enforcer. Like, yeah, what are we waiting for? Like,
yeah,
you better fucking pick someone up that's going to get suspended for a few games if he needs to.
Yep.
Because he just, even the other day, someone slashed him on the hand, no retaliation. People are boarding him, and like, there's sometimes people are stepping up, sometimes they're not, sometimes people don't see it, but there should be someone watching him all the fucking time.
Gotta protect your boy. Super important. Yeah. Super necessary.
Or run their top player. I don't give a shit. If they're going to play that way, you play it back.
Yep.
But it'd be better just to have the enforcer out there so people don't get lippy or take liberties with your guy. So,
yeah, I thought I read something, or maybe we talked about it. Jeremy Roenick was getting pieced up back in the day by some guy on some team they were playing. And the enforcer went over to the sideline and was like, if he doesn't knock that off, I'm coming after whatever that their star was on their team, and I'm gonna kick his fucking ass, you know. Like, so you better knock that shit off.
Yeah,
it's coming right back at you. I guess that's what you need, right? To
yeah, you need someone, because sometimes the refs don't control the game, and that's why you need a player to control it and just say, I will fuck up everybody on this goddamn bench, and right. specifically your star player. So
yes,
knock this shit off. I love it. That's old time hockey. It's like absolutely. Slap shot. So, speaking of which, there was a UFC this weekend that I don't want to talk about, but
okay,
I'm gonna show a fight and then I'm gonna blur it out because there was a pretty fucking epic KO.
Was it the new KO?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta make sure all this volume's off, but reminiscent of. Might be like Jorge Masvidal, the flying knee, but god damn, this guy got all of it. And this is going to be all blurred out for everyone, but like, oh, once you get crumpled.
Ouch. He's not getting up.
No, not so much. I think they have instant replay here at slow-mo. He hits him with a leg kick. He's off balance, left hook. Guy's going into the cage and then flying.
Boom. Man, that was well placed.
He got right. All of that one.
Sure did.
Oh, man.
The guy thought he was getting a breather and then he went to sleep.
Like, not so much. So we had that going on. There's a lot of shit that was happening this weekend. They had that Game Bred Bare Knuckle MMA.
Yes.
And we can show a little of that. I'll post it here.
Good.
Yeah, make sure. And let me just say, Junior Dos Santos and Alan Belcher looking phenomenal as far as physiques. They're doing work.
They're huge.
Yeah. Oh. But you could see, obviously, Dos Santos a little bit bigger. I didn't see what the weights were, but I'd venture to say Dos Santos is probably 240 and Belcher's probably 230, but he's a stockier 230 because Belcher used to fight at 185.
Which is crazy.
And now you can just run wild. And the same thing, like, I'm all for that, right? You're fucking just do whatever you want, especially the older guys. They should be on everything and anything.
Agreed.
So
let
now
let them have it all.
Yeah, everything. So now Dos Santos is your heavyweight champion over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I think I had another picture. Oh, yeah. So then after that, Dos Santos kind of ran up to the camera. Sure, here.
Was he licking it or licking his hands?
I wiped the blood on the camera. Like, oh, that's pleasant.
Oof.
Probably, yeah.
I like it. He's like, have some of this.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll continue over there. This is a bare knuckle, man. It's taking the world by storm.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jake Paul fight over the weekend, right?
Yep.
Can I show the highlights from that?
Sure, go ahead.
Here he is. I'm not going to share sound because there's stuff, but here he is doing a little work.
It seems like he got the guy ducking down and then he's just teeing off.
He was. Then they called it.
I feel like he could have just let him go a little longer there.
Yeah. Well. So that happened as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit going on. Speaking of which, we should probably hit a little sponsor action before we go too deep.
All right. Brought to you by Manscaped. Top of the morning to you. This episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers, Manscaped. This year, don't just chase rainbows. Make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders in below the kilt care. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped. Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off and free shipping.
Word. Every time I think of Irish, I'm thinking of that one band.
Flogging Molly? Dropkick
No, Murphys. The other one. No, not that one. This is going to be the longest ad. No.
Irish band.
Damn it.
Huh.
When he's bouncing, you still put the fucking CD on all the time. I can't remember.
Oh, to jump?
Jump around.
Jump around, yeah.
Yeah. That band.
I know. I
still can't
about.
Remember the name.
My brain anyway, is not working. Yes.
Mine isn't either. So ever since I used Manscaped, I could probably say I found my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Go ahead.
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped.
House of Pain. That's the band.
Yes. You got it now.
And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you're always ready to go. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bedrooms, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And remember, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and a fraction of the cost. Simple process. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part? It's all done on the internets. No doctor office visits, no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
That's what it's all about. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You could try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes.
Just like that. Back to the show.
Back to the show. I present to you Brendan Schaub. Driving a brand new truck. Oop, what happened? There he is. Driving a brand new truck. And he's taking a little turn. And then things go south from there. And, oh, airbags deployed. We're rolling.
That's so weird. I don't understand where that airbag came from.
From the side.
Yeah, but it looked like it blasted his head, and then another one blasted him.
True story. So I don't know. He was doing some driving.
Did he do it on purpose? Was this a setup?
I don't know.
He just wrecked his truck because...
Because he can.
Yeah, because he can. He's got money.
I think because he can. Too bad I can't play the audio. Whenever Instagram play the audio, it's at full blast.
Yeah. And then Sean Strickland was making fun of him. Did you see how fast fucking, you know, he got out of there? His eyes were all crazy. Looked like a little bitch. Something along those lines. Like, okay, wow. Sean. Well, when you roll your truck, you're probably going to be freaking out.
Yeah.
So, I would assume,
especially with no helmet on or any kind of gear.
Yeah. At least, I think, pretty sure he had a seatbelt on, but.
He did. You know, in shades.
Upside down. You know, well. I don't know if it had a roll bar, but the top didn't crumple, so it'd be all right. This weekend, fucking big fights happening.
Oh, yeah?
Let's start with UFC 299. We have O'Malley versus Vera 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's some, I forgot who was posting a rumor. They're saying Vera had a hard camp. But I think that's bullshit. I think that's just people talking smack. You have Poirier and Benoit Saint Denis, Kevin Holland, MVP, Gilbert Burns, Peter Yan, Song Yadong.
Song Yadong.
Fucking Burns, everybody's on
Burns
here.
Burns Blades. Look at that. Good one. Looks like a good card.
Barber, Rafael Dos Anjos, Pedro Munhoz, Shell. You got to have your obligatory no picture person.
Yes.
Would. So it's a pretty decent card. I've heard Marlon Chito Vera on a podcast. He's actually pretty funny. I like him. Yeah.
Was he on the Rogan podcast a while back? Maybe not.
He might have been. I don't remember what podcast I was listening to him on. I don't know if it was on that one or someone else, but it's like, holy shit, he's actually pretty funny. But a lot of good fights, and it looks like Poirier is an underdog in that fight. He's ranked number 3, and the other guy's ranked number 12. So it's also, you know, Poirier is at the end of his run or end of his career, and you know, give him the up and coming guy,
right?
It's always a dangerous fight.
They love you know? To do that.
Yeah, don't give him a legend. Give him the up-and-comer to send him on his fucking way so when he ends up in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And I bet you Poirier would do really well over there. I wouldn't mind seeing that as I play out the fight. So finally, a fucking really solid card. I mean, again, it's still debatable which one's better, 299 or 300. It's
299 looks better to me.
Yeah.
300 is kind of meh.
Yeah, and 300, it's hard to live up to it because they kept hyping it. And now they're going to try to put one more fight on or something, and who knows. And then the other fight that's happening this weekend, you got that Francis Ngannou, Anthony Joshua fight on Friday night.
Ooh, okay, that's exciting. What do you think is going to go down there?
Well, the last time I thought 99% chance Tyson Fury wins, 1% chance Francis Ngannou wins, and Francis had lost a split decision. So,
okay.
And I thought he won that fight. So I don't know.
Could go either way.
Yeah, I like this. A 50-50. I'm trying to play it, but toss up. It's like, fuck. Yeah. So we'll see. What else is happening out there?
Well, I was looking at the UFC 298 weigh-in situation because that fight happened. Those fights happened in California.
Yeah.
And I have a little thing here from MMA News, I think, or MMA Junkie, where they talked about that some of the fighters were 30 pounds heavier on the day after. If you look at like Volk over here.
Oh, I can't see anything. It's just all blurry.
It's all blurry.
Oh, there it goes. Now kicked in.
Okay, kicked in. So he's gained 21 pounds. You got 22 pounds for Topuria. Costa gained like 100 pounds.
Yeah, 30. Let me share a thing. I got something on it where it shows the percentages.
Oh, you have that? Okay. So like, you know, the California State Athletic Commission has pretty serious rules against this. And the thing is, it's like usually one or two people. This time it's like the entire fight card, like basically weighed in too heavy. You know? Oh, perfect. Yeah. There you go. 11%, 13%.
I can't read this, but you can see. So Marab was 16% over. And this is just the 15% red corner. Robert Whitaker, 12.5. So scheduled weight, 185. Day of fight, 207.6.
Crazy.
And Volkanovski, you know, 145. And then day of fight, 166.2 for 15%. And then there's some more. There's another 17. Carlos Vera.
Yeah.
Fucking 2.5 weight classes up. And Paulo Costa and Ilya, both 16 and 16, 185 to 215.2, mm-hmm. and 145 to 167.2. Holy shit, man.
Crazy, man.
But again, do they even do anything at this point? I think it's more of just, hey, look at what they weigh, and they're not really enforcing them like they said they were.
No.
To tell them, hey, you can't fight at this fucking weight class. Because if they're in the red, I thought that was when we had an issue of telling them, you got to fucking move along.
Supposed to be, but I think in practice it's a different thing versus it looks like they're going to this weekend or next weekend. I think they're going to go back and look at all the rules regarding all this to see if they need to make some changes or not.
That would make sense. They probably got to do something, but they never do. And then again, that's the biggest cheating that goes on that everyone just accepts.
Yes.
So I mean, we've talked about it forever, but nothing ever happens. I know they had that PFL versus Bellator card the other week, and I forgot to post the scorecard. So the main event kind of went more towards Bellator, like Bellator, all the fighters. It was five of the Bellator fighters versus one of the PFL, and that PFL guy was a fucking giant. Because you got to remember, Ryan Bader, he's barely a top 10 fighter in the UFC.
Right.
And then he goes to Bellator and he becomes a champion.
Slays.
The Fedor.
Yes.
But Fedor is past his prime.
But then got slayed also.
Yeah, I just did. So good for him. Because I remember a press conference, he was talking shit to DC. And DC is like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you will get so destroyed. Could you imagine DC fighting Bader?
I could just throw him around like a rag doll. Remember like Dan Henderson?
Henderson.
See? Flying everywhere. It'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Speaking of Masvidal,
yes.
Here's a little video. Again, I can't share the sound, but that's okay. Of him having a little fun with the fan.
You could probably share sound on this. I don't think there was anything.
Well, I have no volume control. So
I've got it. So I'll do it because I want to hear that. Whack.
You want to hear that thwack? It's pretty loud. Yeah, and then he stays down a while. Do you have it on the tweeter or the X?
Yeah. I love when these guys do this because they're going pretty hard. They're not pulling their punch or kick.
Bro takes one more, so 1,000.
What? Oh! Oh! Oh!
Ouch.
I love it. And then Masvidal was like, I gotta get out of here, man.
We did, huh? Who did that?
But I appreciate that. Like, if someone asks you to hit him, you get fucking hit him.
Yeah.
You gotta Makes do sense. work.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
then you gotta get the fuck out of there. Because there was a time where some of these guys were getting sued from, like, well, you asked me to strike you or you asked me to choke you out. How are you going to be suing me after the fact?
Because you hurt me, my feelings.
Well, they can take their herpes and go elsewhere. The Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship announced a couple of fights.
Ooh, what did they announce?
Mike Perry versus Thiago Alves.
Ooh, that's fun. Is
and
Alves
then, here now? Oh, yeah. He's back. Gacked again.
Yeah.
Like when he fought GSP. And Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy. That one was supposed to happen and something got hacked.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The wires got crossed and
never went through.
Yeah. So that one's going to go down. I guess Brian Ortega, before he had his fight, he had a gash on his eye 3 weeks before the fight and it was pretty significant. So there, I don't know if we can see all of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I see that. Nasty. Did it heal in time?
Yeah. But let's see. It was so deep, he had to get 4 stitches on the inside and 10 on the surface. Whatever slide 3 is, but blah, blah, blah. So good on him, man. That guy just didn't have great luck. And then we had an alternate angle on his roll. Remember when he was pre-fight jumping around?
I'm afraid to watch it.
Oh, it's awesome. So I didn't realize how horrific it was. Look at that.
Oh.
Let's see it again. Let's see it again. Hopefully I can pause it.
Oh, God.
Like, ouch.
Yeah, that looks bad. Looks like it could have broke easily.
Yeah. So somehow he weathered the storm on a couple things and then just came back and fucking did work.
Yep.
What else is happening out there?
I just got a KO and then some knowledge. So do you want me to do it? Hold it?
Hold it. I have KOs later, but I want to get your thought on this guy's fighting technique. So obviously this is in Russia. I'm going to try not to. So he just comes out the whole fight and fights, I think, on his knees, right?
I mean, it's within the bounds of the rules, but I wish they had soccer kicks. Oh, they do.
Well, and then he gets KO'd and then he ends up winning by DQ. But the bigger problem is what he says. They'll translate it, and you can see he says, "We are evolving. I analyze. You analyze. We tricked him. He landed. I won the fight. How can anyone argue? Like, argue? Like, is that a valid way to win a fight? Like, should
I don't know.
You
it's
fight
kind of boring.
Way?
No, probably not. Unless you have some sort of monkey style, like from the old blood sport.
Drunken monkey.
Drunken monkey. That's it. Yeah."
I don't know. That shit seems gay. You shouldn't be able to fight like that. They should give him a warning. I don't know if they're doing cards over there. It's Russia, but that's a bullshit way to win. Like, I fucking tricked him. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Celebrate your win. You got fucking KO'd. Enjoy your brain damage.
Yeah. But
I feel if he's on the ground that long and you fucking illegally kick him, you should still win. I don't give a fuck about these rules, especially when someone's gaming the system. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, totally.
And then someone did a rendition of UFC 300. Because you remember UFC 200, they did a yellow octagon,
yes.
Like the floor. So someone did it if it was green.
Ooh.
And I want to get your thoughts on this scheme. What do you think of this?
It's pretty cool.
I kind of like it. But
when you said green, I pictured something else. But yes, that is pretty cool.
I feel like that's blasphemy if you don't have Conor McGregor fighting on that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the fucking House of Pain playing. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
That's right. Here's a couple quick hitters. Charles Crazy Horse Bennett. He's lost 21 fights in a row now.
Nice. Is that a new record?
Him. It might be. No, I think there was. Remember that one guy that had
80 lost fights? 90?
Something like that. Or maybe it was just, who was it? Travis Fulton, who had like 300 MMA fights. I think he was winning some. He didn't set 21. I think he was just the Iron Man as far as volume, but I bet you he's still fighting. Should probably look him up.
Travis Fulton?
Yeah.
Good God.
That's a blast from the past. I'm surprised I can even remember that name. Holy shit.
Good memory. He's 44 years old. Might still be fighting. Fighting out of Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Yeah. Let's see, when was his last fight? Oh, he's had 320 fights. His last fight was 2019. 255 wins, 54 losses.
Okay.
10 draws, one no contest.
Nice.
320 fights. Fuck off.
That's a lot of fights.
Fuck off.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's just not good.
It's a lot of brain damage.
It's 100% brain damage. I'm trying to piece the rest of this together. I saw that there was a video of Zuckerberg making his samurai swords. We're going to skip that. I saw this interesting BKFC outfit. So I don't know if they said who this is. They had a prospects fight. They didn't say who this fighter was, but this was the, I'm assuming this is maybe weigh-in fight or outfit. I don't know. But oh, she came in looking like that. That like looks fucking
just
awesome.
It does. It's like she's just killed someone.
Yeah.
Crazy with all the tattoos and everything.
Fuck yeah. It's like a vampire hunter.
Scary.
And then while we're on that subject, we can look at their ring card girl.
Ooh, let's see. Mary Knuckle from Canada.
Yeah, I like how they do this. They're doing things.
Big fan.
Doing
big fan.
Doing work. Uh-huh. And then right in the KO of the week, what do you got?
Here we go. I don't know if we showed this before or not. I'm hoping we didn't, because you know sometimes I forget these things. But
sometimes we show them again. It's all right.
Here's a crazy KO. He grabs his foot and then boom, knocks him
out.
Ooh,
I like that.
And everyone goes bananas.
Yeah. And he jumps out of the cage. BJ Penn style.
Boom. Yeah.
And then his head hit first, too. That's pleasant.
I mean, stop share. There we go.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Let me get both of these open here. I got a couple. Oh. People just get deaded sometimes. I'm not sharing any sounds. Yeah. Ugh. And she was pretty much KO'd on the head kick there.
Yeah, totally.
And then I give feed you a few more for good measure.
Exactly. Just to put a little puncture. Ooh.
Yeah. And a little Chase Sherman.
And that one guy is just plodding forward.
Yeah, he's gonna get some.
Oh. Oof.
I'm going to give you a couple more for good measure while you're pinned up against the cage. Yeah, it'll all work out. Still playing in the background. Then Knowledge. What you got for Knowledge?
Also, don't know if we showed this before. Russian wrestling basketball. Did we show that before? That popped up on my feed the other day. Here we are, a little Russian wrestling basketball where at any point in time you can take your shirt off and do a little suplex.
You know, it's so crazy.
So you're like,
oh, that guy's fast as fuck. Holy shit.
I think you have to take off your shirt or something. Maybe
rip my shirt off.
It seems like a thing. The guy takes off his shirt. He's like,
oh shit, suplex time.
And again.
There it is. Suplex time.
Pretty crazy.
All right.
I don't know why they have to take the shirts off, but they do.
Maybe it's a declaration of war from whatever country they're in.
Yeah.
Because you see that with these dumbasses in the street where they would take their shirts off. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Because I'll light you up if you go to take your shirt off and you can't see me.
Yeah.
So I saw this product on the marketplace. Some kind of new Reese's. It says, what's wrong, babe? You barely touched your Reese's ball sack. What the fuck is going on? Reese's, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you can read the bumper sticker. So apparently this is in Tampa, Florida. I need some volume. So hang on a second. I got to
honk if you want to see a midget twerk, it says.
That's what it says, right?
Ah, no, you fucking lying!
God. What the hell?
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Can I get that midget in the trunk?
Uh-huh.
And then you she sure just can. Self-activates when she hears a horn. Seconds on! I don't know. I like that kind of shit. That's Florida, man.
Pretty nice.
They know how to party.
You sure do.
On that note, let's shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.